Are you ready for this?
We're here!
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Joe Fowler.
Hi, I'm Ron Popeil.
That chose anybody.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Tom Purvis, trainer to the trainers.
Hi, I'm Mike Levy.
Hold on to your power rod.
But wait.
What are you doing?
Call now.
Call now.
Call now.
Call now.
Call or log on now.
Call now.
Call right now.
Call in the next 18 minutes.
Call in the next 16 minutes.
Call in the next 7 minutes.
Call these numbers right now.
Hello and welcome to Call Now, where we plunge headfirst into the surreal world of infomercial. And while we can't offer you free shipping, we can guarantee that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are definitely those of this network. Thank you, Tim. My name's Dan Sturdivant. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host on this three-man we've known as Call Now. Out with the creativity. This guy can steam and fry like no other, and it is Mark Padrotti. Hello, Mark.
Tonight, we'll make a pod tonight.
Power steam fry a co-host.
Sure.
Yeah, this guy gets it.
All right.
And no one makes it safer or easier in the kitchen than Dave Sandrini. Hey, babe, how you doing?
Safety first.
Danger. How far behind safety is danger, typically, in your kitchen?
Not only expensive, that's dangerous.
Wow. Good question. How far behind is safety in my kitchen? I don't know.
Right?
It's us. It's one step. It's like one step behind danger, I think.
I was going to say three beers is typically the answer. That's when the knife skills get loose. That's when the oven stays on for a little bit too long.
All right, Dan.
That's when the cast iron handle is not covered. I'm just saying.
I really feel this burning.
A couple
now.
Glasses of wine. Maybe a little rum punch, a gin Ricky, who knows? I mean, yeah, you get loose in the kitchen, you never know.
A pre-roll, yeah.
Uh-oh, but the good news is the two folks that we are going to spend the next 28 and a half minutes with today are very safe. They are trusted professionals. They are not just veterans of Call Now.
Call Now.
They're Call Now Hall of Famers. First ballot, both of them.
I think we got the brothers.
Not quite. We got to get back to basics after some of our recent more, shall we say, adventurous endeavors. So let's hop back in the kitchen. Let's go where it's safe and warm, and let's just get turbo cooked.
Oh, this is going to be
a paid advertisement for the Turbo Cooker and Chef Randall's Steam Frying System, brought to you by GT Merchandising and Licensing Corporation.
System.
Hey.
Cooking for the family is a lot
Look
of
that.
Work. It usually involves a lot of oil, so it may not be.
I always put my oil in a cup.
It's not just about being fat.
To clean up. But this is all about to change.
Oh.
Thanks to a new, healthier,
Ooh, a dome.
Easier way to
Got
cook.
A hat.
Cook entire meals.
That's good. Ooh, asparagus with red on it.
Convenient pan. Fry, roast, and bake with little or no oil. Cook frozen
stovetop baking
things
never occurred to me.
Cook dry
never.
Pastas immediately without waiting for a pot of water to boil.
You put salmon right on top of the pasta.
By replacing an entire
so pasta
set
with fish?
With one self-contained cooking system.
This is a stacking system again.
It's an internally stacked system now.
Who did this?
Latest cooking sensation, the Turbo Cooker, developed over
Dave, who do you think
years.
Did this?
The secret behind the Turbo Cooker
was
a Randall's steam frying system.
Oh, no.
Imagine homemade
Tim Robinson.
Cornbread in minutes. Pasta primavera with vegetables.
I hate this game.
And a complete Sunday
dinner. That's a nice pork roast.
And vegetables for four in half the normal time.
Love a full fingerling potato.
It's now available.
There's no way they cook the same speed as the carrots.
It's turbo.
The turbo. Let's see how it can help us in the kitchen.
Oh,
ready to cook?
I knew it. I knew you. I knew it. I knew it. I fucking knew it,
Joe. I missed him so much.
1 hour right there. Over here, a big pot of water.
Look at those pants.
Yeah,
those are O-line coach pants.
When it does,
that's an O-line coach uniform.
Next to it is the pasta sauce. That's
and that's how I love to dress.
Right here, the frying pan filled with oil, ready to go, because I'm going to fry some pork chops. I do have one problem.
Pork chops.
Frozen.
I know that's
steam
the reason why. I also know it's going to get a little messy. You see,
I literally did
the family
that last
gets
night.
Involved.
They're frozen?
Especially when everyone likes something
little
different.
Vegetable stock
well,
in the pan?
Now there's a new foolproof way of cooking. It's
Don't
only
cook them all the way through
healthy,
in the stock.
It practically eliminates all these problems I have right here.
This guy's awesome.
I don't know about you. I'm
all right,
ready
who's gonna save Joe? Do you guys want to guess?
Whoa!
There's two Hall of Famers here.
This is 2000, so it's before 9/11.
Take that into account. That's a big thing to remember for this one. Is that's before 9/11. It's probably the most important part with this.
Ron, but Ron doesn't share the kitchen.
That would be amazing to see Ron just like scowling at Joe. He's like, "Why are you so happy to be?"
Joe's not going to eat any of this. The person's going to eat it all.
I don't know what to say, really.
I don't think he eats in this one.
No, they're going to help each other cook.
We're going to stay in and I'm making steak
for
him.
Going to be someone. Like, no, because he's a great co-host. So he's going to share duties with.
This is why he's so amazing, because he can.
Nice hair, by the way.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, we got to keep an eye on that. See if we have multiple, a tale of two Joes in this one.
Yeah.
It's Turbo again, by the way. It's Turbo!
It's Turbo!
It's Turb Joe.
it's probably good for the environment, too.
Is that a Seiko? All right, so you don't...
Looks
Mark,
like a,
you don't
his
think
watch looks
gonna...
like a large ring.
it's the size of his wedding band.
I'm taking a shot. Like, I'm just taking a complete shot, and then I'll rub shit into your faces when the shot wins. He's with what's her name at the Magic Bullet? Mimi Umadon. That's what I'm calling.
You think they're going? A turbo double dip. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that, Dave.
I'm gonna guess just for fun. All right, I want to say
make sure it's fun. Actually,
I want to say I'll say Billy Mays, but I hope that it is Bo Ryles. I'm hoping for man on man in this. I'm hoping for M for M.
It'd be Greco-Roman wrestling ASAP here, Dave.
Susan's my third guess. Hey. I'm done.
Oh, I miss Susan. All right. So
I got John Abdow as my second guess.
Can I touch?
You want to try to button tie to her?
Let's do a familiar face who always has something new to show us. Kathy Mitchell.
We should have guessed Joe. That.
Kathy.
Help. I understand. You know, getting to me on the table is a tedious, time-consuming job. Yes. And you got to do it every
night.
She's been
the same age for the last.
Well, help is here. Yeah. It's called a turbo cooker. It eliminates a mess, eliminates guesswork. And
looks like Joe's
going to
be eating here.
Under 15 minutes.
Take a look at this.
Ooh.
Smell
that?
Yeah. Zucchini.
That's why he's so rare. He's the hybrid.
Italian chicken with pasta.
The rare person combo.
All in the same pan in under 15 minutes.
Outstanding.
Now, what about breakfast?
That's tough.
Yeah, it's a hard one to get on the table all at one time. Well, take a look here. I've got fat-free cranberry muffins.
Wait a minute. You baked muffins?
In 10 minutes.
Wow. Well,
beautiful.
Whoa.
Oh, they are.
But that's not all, because the same time I baked my muffins,
did you?
I steam fried.
He just sticks his finger in the middle.
This was 2000. And like the Thief system does all this stuff too.
I have a meal here that'll satisfy the pickiest
bigger
family. I've got
and with
fish
more buttons.
Right there on the top. But look
and a bigger
fan.
I mean,
it was Thief. Yeah.
Yep.
This is nasty.
With the chicken and burgers.
But yeah, I think we're like getting the full chronology now, right? Vitality was like, all right, you have to stack all these pans to do this. And they're like, wait a minute. That don't make no sense.
Ron probably had one of these.
I don't know if he had pans.
First of all, that takes away.
I feel like Ron was anti. I think Ron liked more contraptiony things.
Because now I'm going to put my seasoning right on.
No, put a wheel in it.
Pretty well covered there. And now, it's
ooh, don't touch a chicken.
We'll send you up to 7 gerbils to turn.
I'll touch chicken
on a stovetop and end up tough and dry.
If you barely touch it, you barely get salmonella poisoning.
Remember, the turbo cooker.
Not if you don't have
water. Now I know you think of water for steaming.
It's like wearing a cloth mask.
This water is also going to allow us to bake.
You guys remember COVID? That was wild.
That's not yeah.
So
I have
added to the bottom. Now watch
how
you do it. Turn on the burner high. And remember, we're cooking in layers, so I'm going to also be.
This is really hard. You put it in there and then turn the burner
on.
All
we do is put on the cover and it's ready to go.
It's like, do you have to put in a cold pan?
I can't believe you're doing this.
I think we need to make you a believer. Let's start.
Make
with
him
breakfast.
A believer.
Now, in here, I've
got believer.
Some hash brown potatoes.
Hey,
what if you don't have enough?
I'm a doer.
Bacon frying in 1/4 cup of
oven.
Water,
I have
a
stove. Is that
going
to be
oil.
A problem?
And I want you to see that you don't need oil to brown potatoes. Look how beautiful those are.
Well,
aren't they beautiful?
Yes.
It's so a pan.
Over,
it's a
and
pan.
I'm going to turn them out a little bit. And I'm sure you're going to make what we call a breakfast pizza. It's kind of an all in one breakfast, real easy way to cook.
Eggsters? City minis?
Four beaten eggs.
This is a Kathy Mitchell special.
This
I
is
can
a
see
special.
It.
That's right.
Kathy's recipes are good. Remember.
That's my favorite.
I was just thinking, I'm going to do this weekend.
Sure. I've got a little breakfast.
Like
meat.
This is super weird, but her combos are correct.
You like. And a
You've probably
cheese,
said this before, but it's the opposite of what Ron does.
All right.
Yeah. Ron's stuff is like, oh, I don't want any of that stuff together ever. This is all like, oh yeah.
But acorns in your pancakes.
You think I'm crazy? Let's try these eggs.
Every single one of them tells you you need to know about temperature,
really
timing, so anybody can cook with the
Here's Dave's here apart.
And I'm also going to close that valve.
The
postcards?
The handout?
How you cook in the turbo cooker. Look, for instance, right here, I've been browning some ground
We got a copywriter in here? Yeah, cheers.
Here's your comfort
book you want.
Valve open. That allows the steam to escape. Sure. So the meat
oh, there's a valve on the top.
What I'm going to go ahead and do in here is make an all-in-one casserole, taco casserole. So to that brown beef,
so they call me Valve Sturdivant.
Ooh, how about the seasoning, Rick?
You were making some pasta over there waiting for that water.
Ortega.
When you use a
much?
Turbo cooker, we're just going to add dry
New York
pasta.
City.
This is hard
whoa,
to understand because I always boil water when I make pasta.
I know. With a turbo cooker, we're eliminating that step. So you don't have that extra pan.
I'm gonna,
you don't have all the time.
We should DM him. Do you always boil
and
water when
you
make pasta?
A little bit of tomatoes. Just a couple of cans of tomatoes.
He won't remember he said
These
that.
These are not fancy recipes. These are
the
kind of things my family likes. Just ordinary good food. Yeah. Now
bam,
just
bam,
give
bam,
it
bam,
a little
bam.
Bit of a stir.
Right.
Now.
Okay.
Right.
My vegetable, hey. In this case, some frozen corn.
Multi-course.
Okay, so why now is you the, place a cover.
Why
you
frozen corn. Suction!
Just 10 minutes. Now, got some fajitas stir frying.
I can
here.
Tell you,
and once
it's
again,
still frozen.
The valve is open yeah. because that's what's allowing me to brown that meat
Ooh,
in there. Look how beautiful.
Now, we're not going
to
do that
so
now.
So
we don't
this is good, too, because it's just like,
and remember, that's all done
it's already
because
on
her recipes
stove.
Are pretty good,
right?
She's just like, here, one pan to the next. Boom, look what I got going
turbo
for
cookers
again, I'm just using it from a package. Make it simple, make it
doesn't matter if you need it.
And some tomatoes.
Yeah. Are we going to get to all these?
A little bit of a stir. Now, I am going to add a little bit more water. Because water is the medium that keeps it all going, and that's right. going to create
it's a water-powered engine.
So put in
they should have branded it that way.
I'm going to
tired of big oil running your freedom,
right
brother.
The
get
on
off
the
grid with the turbo
that
cooker.
Is absolutely the best way.
It's good setups,
to
man,
tortillas.
And I'm hungry.
To do normally and keep them
get
them,
Kathy.
Exactly right. And again, we're going to close that valve, and that'll be ready in about 5 minutes. Come on over here, because I'm going to take you from Mexico to the Orient.
Okay.
Started off Orient with some chicken tenders, and I browned them in a teriyaki sauce. These are done. So now what I'm going to do
no.
is take them out of the pan and transfer them into this little glass bowl
glass
right
bowls.
Here.
Shut up, Pyrex.
Everything's going to be in the turbo
cooker. Everything's going to be in the turbo cooker. I told you one pan cooking. So first we're going to add the water.
Okay.
And we're going to add our noodles.
Deglaze
just
with water.
Right in there.
Always.
Yeah, de-ice the plane and then, yeah.
We're going to set this on high heat. So now we'll just
de-ice
the
kicker, re-glaze the plane.
And our chicken is done, but it's going to keep warm while the noodles cook.
Sure. So you're cooking, you're stir frying, you're steaming, you're warming all with the.
Can
turbo
I do my taxes? Come on, guys.
So versatile.
Now I want to show you how to bake in the turbo cooker, and to do that, I'm going to bake
oh my
some
God.
Very special
oh,
cupcakes.
What? All right. What is she going to put in there?
What do you mean?
Wait, you know she's teeing up a special ingredient.
Yeah.
On top of the brownies.
She's gonna drown something
dump
in there, right?
Dump it in.
Wait.
With,
is it
with
combined
with
another?
Frago and the Express Ready set? It was she was candy bars in there. Maybe it's the same trick, right?
Oh yeah, okay.
Maybe some peppermints.
Did you get some of the candy?
Fresh
I think
peppermints.
I think she's throwing a nice marshmallow right into the top of them.
Ooh, goes more style. Okay.
Yeah. What about an M&M or like a
just one?
Well, no, a hard candy, hard chocolate candy.
M&M. Sorry, it's a trigger. Trigger word.
It's powered by lithium.
Oops, I mean girl.
No, they just made mom spaghetti, and they didn't even use water.
It also flavor steams your food by using water.
You don't have
water.
To use water, dry or wet. We can do them both.
Can I show you something here?
Beef makes water.
Buys lunch.
Hey. Beef? Okay. She's dunking something good in here.
It also does chicken.
Play?
So you guys never saw this one as a kid? I ask you guys that as if you had the same sad childhood I did.
Oh,
and every time we talk, it's never the answer. And I'm just trying to make up for that lost time that you guys were like,
all right, Dano.
Talking to your families or whatever, idiots.
I took an ordinary cake mix, but I left
just
out
the
keeps it a lot healthier.
Much healthier.
And I replaced the water in the mix with Diet Cola.
Soda? Oh, she wants soda instead?
But I'm not through yet because I'm also going to make a topping for these cupcakes. Got a can of cherry pie filling in.
Look at Dan for a while. Is he Dan for a while?
I'm going to add the rest of the can of cola to those cherries.
No, it's fake sugar.
They didn't know yet. 9/11 hadn't happened yet, Dave. They didn't have the reports yet. They didn't know.
Sauce and everything will be done all at the same time.
To free your time to cook.
This is such a great way to bake because you can do it in the same.
You can bring this sort of aspartame stuff. It's safe. Yeah, I mean, as long as people don't cook with it.
It's just terrific.
Yeah, the mice get cancer. Are you a mouse? Come on.
And I remember earlier you asked me about flavor exchange.
Yes, yes.
All right, here's the deal. I've got an onion. I'm going to set it right on the cupcakes. No. Those cupcakes.
She's debunking my theory.
You're going to see. I know, because tasting is
believing. She is slapping me right in the face with that. That's my critique of all of these single source systems.
He's like, I'm putting a Beretta right next to this thing. See if you'll die when you eat this.
All of the recipes were tested on gas.
She's making a sweet onion. Why is the onion
in there? Well, on all of them. But you know, with you, I bet tasting is believing. Come on over here. I think it's time for you to start tasting.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Oh. Now, this was our breakfast pizza. Yay. Are you ready?
I remember.
Okay. Oh. Take a look at that. Now, you see, it's perfectly cooked. And I want you to see this wonderful non-stick surface. Lets me just take
it out of
the pan.
Here we go.
No cleanup in that pan.
Breakfast pizza.
Just wipe it out with a paper towel.
May I?
Oh, now, Tony.
Ooh,
have
man.
You ever had breakfast pizza?
Oh.
Three meals down, two to go. Tony, it's time for breakfast pizza. What do you think you're going to go with here?
I'm going sour cream on top, Jim. Sour cream, man.
On an ordinary pan,
right.
Any moisture that's in the food collects on the inside of the lid, drips right back down onto the food.
Yes.
Look at the way the turbo cooker cover is designed.
Even onions?
See the shape? What it does is it takes a steam.
It knows where it has an onion mitigation system in there. It's the only complex part of it.
It's got OMS technology. I love it.
On an ordinary pan.
Thanks, Bezos.
That's a groovy pan.
Specially designed the inside.
I'm listening to the science.
Oh, sorry.
And the outside groove actually
has specially designed glue
with the cover.
That's what speeds up your cooking.
Okay.
That's why it does what it does. And it does it so well. Now take a look.
Dave, that sounds like your next rap right there.
Look at that. Now that corn is perfectly done.
Put the, that's the test you never see on TV.
The wobble, the wiggle mirror filter on that. Just let Kathy get after it. Wait, that's all we should be doing. We can stop recording and just take infomercials and just put the wiggle mirror on
it. Very rich and
flavor. Delicious,
isn't it? Absolutely delicious.
That recipe probably would be solid.
Yes.
Those are going to be wet.
They're soft.
Do you think this comes with a device that picks up the rack?
She's just using a fork.
I know.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no because Kathy's about simplicity.
So good.
She's like, you don't need that. That's extra.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
I think it comes with a postcard.
Oh, lots of postcards.
We know it does.
You don't need oil to fry with a turbo cooker. Now, how about our Asian chicken?
Oh, are you kidding? Yes.
Oh, it's Asian now, huh? It's not Oriental.
She's got some notes.
And I want you to
4 years passed.
Pasta is perfectly cooked.
This is post 9/11 now. See?
Now, just a few finishing touches. 100 people got canceled.
Diet Coke. What's
that
Diet Coke
just
in that baby?
Stir that around. Look how beautifully done those noodles are.
Diet Coke that baby. It's my birthday.
Pour that chicken right in the center. Look at that.
That is beautiful. It smells great.
And our pea pods.
Oh, they deliver groceries too.
And you know what? I like the turbo cooker so much. I think it's beautiful enough just to serve right like this to the table. One less dish to wash.
It's nice.
Oh, that's delicious. And no boiling water.
Every time.
Speaking of boiling water, do you think my water's finally boiling back there?
Probably is. And look at all the things we've cooked.
Yeah, isn't that weird he boiled the water in the oven?
There is nothing out there like the turbo
cooker.
You're
absolutely right.
I do agree, though. People who boil water are jerks.
We decided to give turbo cookers to a number of people to use in their own homes.
Why?
Let's hear what they had to say.
I can take frozen meat out of the freezer, frozen vegetables.
Wait a minute, Dan.
Hold it, Ron.
Go ahead, Dave. You can ask.
Is it a Stan?
Yep.
That's right.
It's a Stan. I knew it.
Are you serious?
I knew it.
Real people, just like you.
I have to go along with
Babe. Did you ask that because you could see the sincerity in Cynthia's eyes where you knew that she's used this before?
Watch.
I thought it while the cooking system was happening and the editing was happening because I was like, whoa, this editing is quick.
It's the bang bang, the close shots of the food, and for some reason, Stan's the only guy who was like, just make sure we have them all in a row so you can just keep walking down. He's like, you need someone who's good to be able to steer that ship. Which Kathy can do. And like, having Joe is not fair, right? That's like, you know, that's like Brady getting Moss in 07. It's like drafting Pippen with Jordan. It's, you know.
Well, he's probably also so good that like Joe's like, oh, I got to be the B guy, sort of. He's like, yeah, you're doing it with Kathy. It'd be great. You know, it's,
I bet he loves doing it with Kathy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he also, doesn't strike, he doesn't come off as like trying to choose scenery unnaturally. Yeah. Maybe that's because his gravity pulls the scenery to him by his nature. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not too many dudes so it's like, that we've seen in these would be good at doing this.
Right.
You know, and Bo maybe, but
Bo, I mean, spoiler, Bo has definitely hosted. He's been on both sides of the,
yeah,
of the table, but like, mm-hmm. yeah, to be able to be the Farrago and the Fowler bouncing off of Kathy, like you gotta have a, you can't be a dud, right? Because if there was a dud with her, those like her running thing to thing and then staring at you, if you're not ready and you're not able to keep up,
yeah,
I bet these, no matter how good Stan is, it would be a fucking dumpster fire, you know?
Yeah.
Farrago and now Joe have started the episode out with the suspense of who's coming in, and it's yeah. been Kathy both times.
Bo did the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
With the steak. Right. With, yeah.
Yep. So like, yeah, I mean, he's, yeah, I mean the four, it's a very, very similar format to the last one we watched of Stan.
Yep.
I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, to one of the things that Stan reiterated to us, right. Was like, he's like, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. A lot of things that are successful, but like for him, he's obviously like, I have a brand that's pretty, pretty good. If you're trying to sell something on it, if you're trying to put something in a kitchen and sell it, I think I've done the math. This way works. Let's hear what Ms. Pertle thinks about her experience with the turbo.
Have a meal
pump.
Ready in 15 uh-huh. or 20 minutes. That's healthy. That's good. And
what
it's
is that?
Good
sash?
For me.
You can really hey, minimize that's the amount of oil that you use in cooking.
You get the properties of the frying.
I reckon. I think I recognize Deborah. Sure.
Tender. Yeah. To the meat. One Uh-oh. Step process, one
Everyone's got that. Everyone has that, am I right?
Goes in together yeah. and it comes out great.
Forget
them.
A collection of pots and pans and put away the cooking oil.
That's the same X from the Express Race that go.
Quicker, easier, and healthier. Yeah,
it's keep it fun. It's fun. No one's going to notice.
Turbo cooker. With the turbo cooker, you can fry, roast, and bake with little or no oil. Cook frozen foods without.
Can you plunge cut though? Probably not.
Cook dry
plunging right in.
Right in.
Without waiting for a pot of water to boil.
A little dill sauce
and
on that?
Enjoy delicious meals like
mac and cheese
in 15 minutes.
That
beef taco
yeah, that's good presentation.
And corn on the cob.
Good that's good, the good finals.
And jumbo shrimp
oh yeah.
Oh baby.
Right on your gas or
we're like, yeah, yeah, bring the shrimp, brother. Woo! We would be the gorillas if he'd let us on set.
Did Perfect Steak have good presentation? It did, didn't it?
It did.
I think the food looked good. Yeah.
So yeah, it was one of those things where because they only cook the meat plain unseasoned by itself in a pan, emphasize that you don't need fats, oils, flavoring, or sides, it made it all a little bit
faster.
It fall a little flat for like the full presentation because they just wanted it to be the meat. The meat did look good.
Yeah.
My critique was the width of the grill marks, less than we desired. But
it looked better while it was cooking. They didn't plate it well.
New York style I'm cooking.
Cheesecake. I'm cooking.
It only looked good at the restaurant.
Has a durable DuPont Teflon coating.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Ooh, we got the tech stuff. Love the tech stuff.
And quick cleanup.
The fuck is that?
It's also one of the best popcorn
what?
Poppers you've
a
ever
popper?
Seen.
Do you hear the popper? Huh. Hey,
don't touch it.
Help me.
Because you can successfully cook a skin.
I don't know where that's coming from, but there it is, guys.
And much
the same amount of time it takes to there watch this infomercial, you can make that chicken. Made,
utilizing the steam frying process.
Cherry
steam frying
cake.
System.
Better tasting, crunchier, juicier, flavorful food as fast or as healthy as the turbo cooker. When you order, you'll receive the Turbo Cooker base unit.
Oh, the base unit? Teflon? Oh, great.
The Turbo Cooker
okay.
rack.
The unit. The
asparagus with red.
We call it the Time Dome.
DL, yeah.
The quick and easy cooking guide.
Ooh,
looks like those animals on there wearing chef hats. Nice.
And 15 Turbo Cooker recipes.
The postcards.
Oh, those, hey, those are kid friendly right there, brother. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
6 minutes, valve closed. Easy.
Those turbo nice.
Mix. With Comic Sans on it. Yep.
$39.95. Plus, the following bonus items Ooh. Will also be included.
Ooh, here we go, baby.
Oh, we're going to see this thing.
That is my birthday.
To make wonderful dessert creations.
Just cake.
And 15 under 15 minute recipe cards.
We're up to 30 cards.
Add up to an over $130 value.
But because wait, just one? Just the cake pan?
You can now own one of the best.
I feel like Stan doesn't give away the farm. I think we said that with the other one too, the Express Ready set.
He's
like,
yeah. Payments of only $39.95.
He's gonna slash on her hair.
And here's an extra special bonus. Order within the next 60 minutes and we'll deduct one payment.
Oh, shit.
So you'll get everything for only two easy payments of $39.95.
That's $80 plus SNH.
You're replacing the whole kitchen for $80, brother.
Guarantee this offer unless you call within the next.
Imagine trying to
long. Those cards would be obnoxious in my kitchen.
If you prefer, send a check.
Where would you put them?
Yeah. For the full amount,
I throw them away.
Any applicable
the cards? You gotta have a box for them.
You laminate them, and then you put them up around the, like, instead of a backsplash, you have your turbo cooker cards up around.
You put them on your nightstand, and you memorize them before bed.
I mean, I do smoke cigarettes in my kitchen, so yeah, that'll be perfect.
Are you ready for dessert?
Dessert?
Come on, all right, fuck now take a look. Because first of all, I want you to see
why is there
how beautiful and hot they rise when you bake.
She's
taking
me to task.
Isn't that
she's
gorgeous?
Heard all my complaints.
Beautiful.
But I know you want to taste it.
I'm afraid that the flavors would mix. Well, that's why you put the onion in there. Here
the
we go.
Test.
I don't, you know, Kathy, I don't taste an onion.
Chocolate.
All right.
No, these onion cupcakes. These cupcakes are great.
How we serve these at our house. So I'm going to go ahead and split that open. And I want you to see it is done all the way through.
That is a good. That's
now
a good
forget,
bit. I guess
we've got our cherry topping in here. Mm-hmm. Now we just spoon this cherry topping. You see all the cola boiled away.
Mm-hmm. Diabetes.
That wonderful.
Oh no, wait, not
topping.
Cancer.
You know,
not diabetes.
All the aspartame turned into cancer. You see?
He's like, I don't have diabetes anymore.
Yes.
No oil.
Do have cancer?
The beauty is
whatever.
Diet cola. I don't
know. Traditionally, cake mixes
oh,
add oil.
Thank you.
Because turbo-gasm. When you put the cake in the oven, it dries out. So that's why we can leave out the oil, because baking in the turbo cooker keeps it moist. And not just cupcakes. You can bake
it's
a full-size cake in here, and it'll cook up beautiful and tall.
It's
and
wet.
He's got some,
he
has some nice forearms. I bet you he's good in softball at this point in his career.
Now, I'm not in here. Just an ordinary
I think he played
rice mix.
Every sport
and
in high school.
About halfway cooked. Mm-hmm.
That's
so
our working theory.
What I'm going to do is transfer it into
his
bowl.
Arms are way longer than Bo Riles.
While I'm able to cook the rest of my meal.
Hey!
And I'm going to
he's
put
definitely he outdries Bo on every
fry,
hole, but Bo has
fries,
an incredible
right?
short game.
Those pork chops mm-hmm. right
and Bo
the
walks
pants.
And Joe
see,
takes
this
care.
Is what I'm saying. You're not getting
I got
to
get my steps in, buddy. Don't worry about it. Hey,
right.
Hey, I'll see you down there.
Course meal.
Bo could have played a little slot receiver in the spread, though.
And now we're going to go ahead and put in that rack.
Hey.
So we're going to
hey,
be steaming the
asparagus. He's gone blitz, brother. Love your hot
finish
route.
Cooking that rice, and we're
dude,
you're
the hot route system. Hey,
pork chops
hey catch me in the flat,
time.
Brother.
Now, this is a 15-minute or under meal?
Exactly right. And remember, you got to cook with a valve open.
Open,
valve.
Right.
Frying those pork chops.
Right.
Now, earlier I saw you talking about frozen food and waiting for it to thaw out.
It's a problem.
You come home from work and there is nothing thawed out. Everything is rock solid frozen. What do you do?
Wait for it to thaw.
Yeah. Or
idiot.
Call out. Order in,
stupid.
Right?
Order.
Okay.
Dumb shit.
Well, I'll show you. With the turbo cooker, it is no problem. Just
I'm probably being a little
bit
harsh there.
I've got some raw potatoes.
Let's get them on.
Put those around there as well.
And Joe, what happened here? That would actually be a great bit
right
is to
okay.
get someone on and take them to task for every time they were just
right
doing
them.
Their job.
Are these your vegetables you're going
to
use?
So, Nancy, you really didn't,
frozen.
You really thought the chocolate pasta would taste good? Let's take a look at the clip.
Now we'll just add the cover.
Got a clip, Kevin, got a clip.
It's going to be done in less than 15 minutes.
Why am I helping these idiots?
One more trick.
Dar, frozen chicken isn't going to be ready in less than 15 minutes.
Guys, I've seen this 1,000 times. This tortellini she makes is like my favorite thing.
Any flavored cream soup. This is cream of asparagus, one of my favorites.
I've never made
this,
but
cream soup
I'm going to.
Oh, man.
With the water. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a stir.
This
and
is a Caitlin recipe.
Now,
she would rock one of these.
Pasta, it's also going to make a cream sauce
she's
on it.
A good
it's going
one.
To absorb the flavors of that
she
sauce.
She understands the value of a nice soup-based tortellini dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lock that shit up, brother.
Just that we have way too much of it, but it's good.
This easily feed four people.
Oh, yeah.
Got my stuffed tomatoes, my salmon, and my pasta.
I couldn't only thaw part of the bag, so.
And set the burner
that'd
to
just
medium
be
high.
Stupid.
Where hey, what's your favorite joke when there's two of hey, how many people you cooking for?
So I invited him to my house.
Hey, did you invite the whole neighborhood for dinner?
Me a believer. I want you to meet him.
Oh, great.
Chef Randall.
Whoa.
Kisses. Kiss Joe.
How did you come up with
this amazing product? Why don't you back the fuck up from Kathy?
I was trying to make a meal like a lot of people that normally takes an hour and a half.
Podcast episode name, Kiss Joe.
And I started to realize there had to be a way.
Is that a denim chef coat?
That's right.
One, yes. I hope he's Canadian. Two, excellent decision-making process by everyone to not let Chef Randall be the star of the show.
That's a good point, Susan.
Yeah.
It's easy to do when you're Chef Randall and you built this pan, or you were the one who's responsible for it, to be like, no, I need to tell everyone how to do it. And he or his team or his people or Stan were wise enough to be like,
I said, no.
Let them do it. Hey,
you can't do this.
Great job making a wonderful pan. Now, why don't you just take the X percentage hit on your share and grow the total pot by 40%, because these two are so good at this.
That's why you trust and hire Stan too. Because it's like, and that's he told us that. Yeah, higher standard. Told us that though. He'd be like, you know, like you let the pitch people do it because they're really good at it, you know? Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, I've seen these things where, you know, another person comes in. It's like, no, we'll get Joe Fowler to do that. You come in. You get 10 lines. You get the hell out of there. Like, that's all you got to do.
Right. And it's also not a bad idea to have him as like the in lieu of science expert. But, oh, no. Here's the guy who makes this. He's not quite Paul N. in the Steakhouse, where it's just easy for people to come here and let's do it for him. Where he's actually coming into the kitchen, in the kitchen stadium, and walking them through his process. But yeah, I can't imagine he's gonna hang out for the intervening 8 minutes. I got a good sense that Chef Randall's gonna come and go.
I can't imagine he's a good chef if he's developing a pan for your kitchen. He's a chef in a restaurant, and he's like, hey, let's do this. Let's make this pasta. Let's not boil the pasta first. This is not a real chef. This is an inventor.
He's an entrepreneur with a chef's background? So he's a chef by trade, but
he wasn't a good chef.
You don't know that.
You're acting like this hasn't happened before.
I just did it right in front of you. What do you think?
I can tell you one thing.
Have we done this one already?
Have a good nose.
All right. I can tell you. What if Eric Thies was the chef they brought out to tell him about it?
Man.
Let me tell you about this. It's incredible.
And there's like, too much up there.
Can we get a boring guy in a Canadian chef's coat? Like, yeah, we got Randall. He's fine. Mm-hmm.
To trap steam, to make it work.
And you got to hide the soda on the set.
To be able to cook food.
Crazy nervous. Look at this guy.
How does it know how to deal with all these different textures and make it perfect?
We're using a super hot steam that's trapped up in the top of the dome cover, and it rotates.
Good call,
we're using super hot steam.
Heat at the bottom, and you have your
believe me.
Heat.
That's very, very hot.
That's why you're able
be
to
careful.
Get
we take the food, we shove it down their throat, we make them choke on it.
Steamed up on the top.
Chef Randall, thank you enough for bringing us
done.
The turbo cooker.
Thank you, Joe.
If I get a plate from this guy, I got a plate from him at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
did you cook this in one fucking thing?
Do the boys all kiss Mama Kathy?
I wish that when he leaned in for the second kiss, Joe put his hand on his chest and was like, yeah.
Did you see the pork chops? He started with liquid.
Right.
But the liquid is gone now. And now I'm left with these nice crispy pork chops.
Sorry about that, Kathy.
That's
my
mother you're talking to.
Steam fried.
That was awkward, wasn't it, Kathy?
Beautiful.
And you don't need oil to get food brown.
Healthier way to cook.
All right.
It's a healthier way to brown.
Our chicken. And remember, we started from frozen.
I'm always looking for that.
Frozen broccoli. Raw potatoes,
yes.
Nice.
Well, here.
Frozen chicken, try it.
Johnny, raw potatoes, I know.
Oh, they were frozen. Those are brown. It looks great.
Perfect and ready to eat. 15 minutes. Right.
I love it.
Okay, and finally.
Are you in the Biden?
That looks good, too.
Look at this salmon.
This is a world-class meal right here.
Oh,
it's clean.
Isn't that beautiful?
Some of those sets look horrible in the kitchen
soup,
one.
You might remember it looked a little bit lumpy, but I want you to see how beautiful and
smooth
this
is.
Definitely sauce is now.
It's not a lot.
It might have been lumpy.
Oh, baby. Postcard, that is my birthday.
Man. All in one step, all in one pan, in less than 15 minutes.
Joe-gasm.
And all in one cooking.
I'll tell you what we'll do right now. Let's hear from some more people who become Turbo Cooker users
just like
practically
you.
Overnight.
My vegetables did not taste like
Debbie.
My fish at all, which really
she's
amazed
like, I'm
me.
I'm embarrassed for you
I
that you asked me that,
that you could steam a cake on the top of the stove, and it turned out moist.
Miss Nash in the house.
It's just easier. It's much healthier.
Mona Lee.
It brings everything
Mona
together.
Lisa.
Like so listed. The food that
people that work in the food
and
industry
have that flavor come through. So I would much rather do it this way here than to use all that oil.
What's our demographic for this? Office administrators.
Not much oil.
Beverly, y'all.
Wonderful.
The chicken cooked.
We're in Washington. Y'all.
We're going to Arizona.
25 or 30 minutes. It was maybe 7 minutes. So it was very quick.
now have a quicker, easier, and
they all have myotrons as well.
Thanks to the incredible turbo cooker.
Is that canon?
With the turbo cooker, you can
we'll either of your wives were just like, who wants salmon and wild mushrooms tonight? She'd be like, are you fucking crazy? Why would you say that? That's just a weird sentence, you know?
Wait, did you forage them yourself? What? You said you were at work today. What happened?
Beef taco casserole with pasta and corn on the cob.
Beef taco casserole.
Asian honey ginger chicken with noodles and pea pods.
64.
All done right on your gas or electric stovetop. Flavors don't mix thanks to the system. Foods cook in
what if I want them to?
So no. They don't become soggy
wrong.
Or dried out.
Great
and
question.
The
wrong.
Food cooks under a slight pressure, so it cooks faster and with little or no oil. When you order, you'll receive the Turbo Cooker Base Unit with
the
non-stick DuPont coating, the Turbo Cooker Rack, the unique domed lid with its simple-to-use
the Iron Dome
vent, the quick and easy cooking guide, and 15 Turbo Cooker recipe cards, which give
one,
you
two, three,
all
three,
the ingredients and tell
to help
you
your children mesmerize. Yeah, oh, shit, forget it.
Memorize, right?
Uh-oh, Dull Dave.
This is a plateau. It's different from a Delta.
A special springform cake pan that works perfectly with the
turbo. You guys ever use a nice springform? It's nice.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
15-minute recipe cards.
Pablo cheesecake in there, babe? Value. Dude, here's the cheesecake system.
This is a special television offer. You can now own one
what?
Of the best.
Tell us, Ron.
Most of the value is in the printing.
Not for $130, but for three easy payments of only $39.95.
Slash it.
And
slash it.
An extra special bonus. Order within the next 60 minutes.
Look at that lasagna.
One payment. So you'll get everything for only two easy payments of $39.95.
I love easy before payment.
But we yes. cannot guarantee this offer.
We're not going to drive to your house and beat you for this money. You can just
order. The paying is so easy.
Just call the toll-free number.
That's the easy part.
All you do is pay for it, you fucking idiot.
Full amount plus shipping, handling, and any applicable
tax. You ever been to a store and bought something?
Confident you'll love the turbo cooker. You'll get a
I don't know, it's pretty expensive. No, it's easy. You just
and get the only steam frying system.
That's trademark, huh? Turbo cooker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know if you can tell.
Plainview.
You are
New York.
So stupid. Deals here,
yes. But I have saved the biggest and the best for last.
Plainview, New York. That makes that town my competitor.
Shut up, Long Island.
I've said that before.
Big time. You
look
have
that glorious
the way
honey
my
ham.
Family and I are going to cook from now on. I mean, the turbo cooker is a cooking.
You changed the holidays in the Fowler home.
System for snacks, entire
man,
meals.
Man, holidays in the Fowler home actually must be pretty
families.
Awesome.
And no mess, so mom doesn't get stuck in the kitchen. Remember, many of our meals are made.
Unless
in
we go back
minutes,
to my one of my theories
meal.
That Joe is
side
actually
dish, meat,
hates all
vegetables.
Human beings.
I mean, you
he's just like smoking cigs and like slapping people.
No way.
That's not
turbo cooker special
design. That can't be the case.
And that design no. is also why even he's though
lovely.
Many different foods at
these
the
two
same
are both
time,
lovely.
The flavors don't mix and the food doesn't get soggy or dried out because it's cooked in a perfect balance of heat.
Oh. Yeah, Kathy just reads like she's
no
done by five.
I love that.
Beat up on the couch.
That's a problem that I face time
you know?
And time again when I come home.
I know she's
in her kitchen cooking a meal.
Yeah.
The turbo cooker has replaced a cabinet full of cookware. There is absolutely no comparison.
Money in the bank.
What's the LP bill?
Soda in the dessert.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Ass in the jeans.
3-pound chicken, and it takes about an hour.
I know, but
all
remember,
so first
mine
of all,
was a 3-pound chicken too, so it was really a fair comparison.
I don't know.
Well, you're right. That's going to need a half an hour more.
Oh boy,
yes.
Well, Joe, what are you doing to that cheeky chick?
With stuffing.
Oh, with stuffing.
Ooh, a little Rosemary.
And carrots.
Oh,
why would you put the rosemary in there? It doesn't
beautiful. Wait a minute.
Affect
same bird.
Yeah, the food.
Same amount of time.
That's great.
And don't forget, I removed the skin. So not only did I cut the
point,
cooking
Mark.
Time in half, I
that's
cut
a
the
good point, Mark.
You know, little changes like that have made a big difference in my
this
life.
Guy,
since huh? I started using the turbo cooker, I've lost over 40 pounds and kept it
oh,
off.
Come on.
Kathy, thank you.
Can't wait
thank
for the deep dive on this bullshit.
Thank you for bringing us the turbo cooker. This is great. It's a complete system.
Joe side hugs like a professional. Not like that dirty Chef Randall.
The fish came out great.
It cooks a lot faster than even I was prepared. A
lot of Cynthia Pirtle.
To do. So it's a great thing. I can use frozen food
Mona
straight from the
Mona Lisa smile.
And have a
a good warm hot meal, a healthy meal in less than 30 minutes.
It's a wonderful product.
It's truly dazzling.
I am so excited about
excited.
It.
Sharp. I'm excited. Aren't you excited, dear?
I'm really looking
I was in the theater. I can do this myself.
Okay. Hey.
Whoa.
It's clean, man. That's how you do
we
it.
I know that guy. Oh my god, Santa!
Greg Turkington.
Hey. What the spot?
The proceeding was a paid advertisement for the Turbo Cooker.
Blackie Waikiki Merchandising and Licensing Corp. All references to the terms Turbo Cooker and Chef Randall and Steamy Tip.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
All right. So, two very important things came out late in that infomercial that we need to address.
The rosemary and the onion scenario?
We'll do them in the order of appearance. So we can talk about the rosemary and the onion for sure. Mark, yeah, you're right. They shot themselves right with their own perfect test. Yeah, it won't have an effect. What a waste of a... That's a big bunch of rosemary. Yeah, come on, if that's organic, talking $9 worth of rosemary right there. Come on. That's a ninth of your total cost of this thing. Less S&H, I know. We're going to get letters. Come on, guys. But I was thinking we might want to learn a little bit more about Chef Randall, and we can hop into Chef Randall's cooking class from his YouTube channel, the Chef Randall channel.
One like?
Nice. Is he canceled?
About to be two.
That's not a real cook.
You gotta wait till I put it on your plate.
Well, now where's this going?
Until I cook it.
Man, my mom said wait. I don't think I'm able. I wanna see some food on top of the table.
Ooh, soda, nice.
And syrup made of maple. Or maybe a scoop of soup from the ladle.
You gotta wait until I cook it. You gotta wait until I cook it.
Pittsman's mustard?
I just see childhood obesity and I see an old guy with his arms over a kid putting mustard into something.
Guys, this is way off right here.
That's a turbo cooker.
Damn.
He's got
lying
plenty of
the kids.
Oh, God.
Don't give them
that.
Did he commission this song?
Delectable. I don't know. There's a lot that's wrong with this.
You gotta wait. Sing. Until I cook it. You gotta wait until we gotta wait until you cook it. We know what the process is. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, all right.
You got a problem here.
That might have been one of the worst YouTube videos I've ever seen.
Yeah. The Chef Randall stuff.
I have like 80 of them.
Interesting. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was Kathy's claim that since she has adopted using the turbo cooker as her cooking system of choice, dropped 40 pounds and has kept it off. And I mean, that is, I don't know. The infomercial's from 2000. And I guess what might fly a little bit against that is this little ditty from 2016.
Dump diet.
Creating time-saving cookbooks is my life, and taste-testing recipes is part of the job.
Liar.
So keeping my weight down is a struggle. That's why I created Dump Diet. All new delicious, low-calorie dump recipes. I've dropped 25 pounds, and now you can too. It's so easy. Just dump
and dump
and lose weight. Here's a light lasagna. Dump ricotta, egg substitute, and seasoning in a bowl. Then layer with a meaty pasta sauce and zucchini strips. That's right, zucchini.
What?
A great low-carb replacement.
So it's
pasta.
Dump and replace
the ricotta mixture and mozzarella cheese.
No.
Actual work, not best dump like take dumps to lose
she
to lose weight.
She could have
it could be,
dump
it could be the innuendo.
Dump in chicken, pinto beans, and taco sauce. Then top it off for my Chick-fil-A taco bowl. Yum. Or look here. Start with chicken and brown rice.
Do I cool, Chef?
Broccoli, broccoli cheese soup, sprinkle with cheese and bake. So easy. A tasty filling.
Don't, you can't put cheese
calories.
On it if you're trying to lose
weight.
What's
my personal diet secret? It's
well, if you're going keto,
soup.
Bro.
Only 65 calories and so good. Even mashed potatoes with half the calories. And
she's
every diet
so
needs
fast.
Dessert. Try my chocolate raspberry trifle.
Fast, you said, right?
Chocolate pudding, fresh raspberries, and whipped topping. a sinful dessert, only 140 calories.
No, now that's not, that cannot be 140.
You don't get it.
Kathy's free pina colada cake is so easy to make, and it's my favorite.
It's just 2 calories.
So dump, bake, and lose weight with my Dump Diet Cookbook for just $10. But wait, call now and you can get 100-calorie snacks. Just pay separate fee. Cravings between meals? Try these scrumptious chocolate nut butter bites, quick quesadillas, or berries and cream.
Berries?
You can get Dump berries, Diet with over 160 recipes.
But why do you need a recipe for berries and cream? For
just $10. You don't understand call how now. Dumping okay. works, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right. Maybe you do. Nice. You might understand how dumping works. She has a whole
dump
catalog. Yeah,
I've gotten dumped before, too.
I'm sorry. Hey, DYC. I'm really sorry about that, brah. You be aight, kid. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Listen, she couldn't just stick with Chef Randall for that long. Yeah.
I mean, she did. You could do it like Bubba from Forrest Gump. Dump cakes, dump dinners, dump soups, dump diet. Mm-hmm.
Eat dumplings.
Dump she doesn't have can. Dump dumplings. Too oh. much dump dump.
Dump dumplings? That's good.
Dump dumps.
Damp dump dumplings.
Dan's dump dumplings.
Dan's dirty deuce dumped dumplings during disc dub donkeys.
Dude.
Thank you. That's it. I'm getting the slam poetry this year. So spoiler alert, watch out. Patreon, here you go. Yeah, that's all I got for you guys. So snap it up. Yep.
It was great.
Joe and Kathy with an Uncle Stan. Nice.
Yep.
As you know, as Warren G. Harding would say, it's a return to normalcy. I think that's what we all needed after the Mayo trial. So
and the food's back to mediocrity, so great. Perfect.
Yeah, normalcy.
Yep.
That's all I've got for you guys. Any other questions I can answer for you regarding infomercials, Kathy, Joe, or life in general?
No, I'm just excited about the Rosemary debate coming up when we pick this apart.
Off the bone, baby.
Yeah, that's going to be the name of that episode. It's already done. That's good. You're crossing things off the prod list. That a babe.
Let Rosemary rock the baby.
Rosemary turkey meatloaf. Dave. He's absolutely right. All right. Is Dave frozen? I don't mean like his video. No, I mean like, not. Is he frozen in time now? Forever, because he said that.
No, he's only takes 15 frozen. Minutes.
Put me in with the broccoli, baby.
Throw the broccoli away. Drink the water. All right. Thanks, Jim. Jimbo!
Rest in peace, right?
Great point, Susan. Yep. Among Susan's many great points was when she looked at the camera and said, bye, everybody. Have fun at your apartments. Bye.
Thank you all for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, or follow on your preferred podcast medium. And for all things Call Now, visit callnowpodcast.com. And if you want to connect with the boys, you can find them at Call Now Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, or send them an email at callnowpodcast@gmail.com. And if you can't fight the urge to pick up the phone and call now, you can leave them a voice message at 617-356-7439. If you call in the next 30 minutes, you might just be the next star of Call Now. Thanks again for listening. We hope you tune in next time to Call Now.
Thank you for listening. This has been a B-plus effort. We'll try harder next time.